promised, we are trying to keep our reporters up on what is going on in the world with the coronavirus situation. And the situation changes, as you know, daily of late, if not hourly. Reporters are challenged to keep up with the barrage of information. JPR's Eric Newman went out to check on impacts in the medical community, pressed to prepare for more cases of COVID-19. Eric, welcome to The Exchange.
Thanks. Good morning.
So who have you talked to, and what kinds of things are you hearing?
So far, I've been talking with some of the folks who work at the hospitals in our area, as well as Governor Kate Brown had a press conference with Oregon, the Oregon Health Authority and Oregon Health and Science University yesterday, just about how Oregon's healthcare system is sort of bracing itself for this possible surge in patients. That's kind of the big concern right now, that as the number of COVID-19 cases increase, the number of patients is going to increase dramatically. The real problem right now is that some of the models that researchers have created show that the number of COVID-19 cases are doubling about every 6.2 days. So right now there's 47 cases in the state of Oregon that are confirmed positive, but public health officials are anticipating that there's actually a lot more, and that's why they're saying we need to take some of these very serious actions right now to prevent a much bigger group of patients that potentially could overwhelm our healthcare system like we're seeing in other countries happening right now.
The whole idea being that you decrease the intensity of the outbreak and actually delay its hitting its peak, which will be a lower peak if you just get people to stay away from each other.
Right. Yeah. So that's the term flatten the curve that maybe you've heard about.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess the best analogy that I've been able to think about with it is like if you have, and apologies to people that work in food and service right now because I know they're hurting, but you have a restaurant, say, and say your restaurant for a month is doing really well. You like your tables are full every single night. There's people coming in. Your wait staff is super busy. Everybody's making money. It's great. But then compare that with having that month's worth of customers all come in on one night, which would totally overwhelm your restaurant. Your wait staff would just get totally exhausted. They couldn't serve everybody. That's the spike that is meant with this flatten the curve phrase. So the idea is we want to prevent this spike of patients from happening by spreading it out over a longer period of time. And that allows our healthcare system, our doctors and our nurses to actually treat these people in a more manageable way.
Eric, what do you know, what has been told to you about hospital capacity in Oregon and how close we are getting to it? Obviously, with 47 cases positive at the moment, we're not getting close to that, I would think. But is Oregon somewhat limited in hospital capacity to begin with?
Yeah, I mean, overall, there's kind of not enough of everything. There's not enough testing capacity, which many of us have heard about, for testing for COVID-19. Researchers anticipate we need about 1,000 more hospital beds and maybe 400 more ICU beds by the middle of April. A lot of the hospital beds in the state are actually already have people in them. On average in the state, beds are about 64% full. And there's not enough protective medical supplies for hospital staff either. And so as hospitals are sort of bracing for this possible increase in patients, they're trying to figure out how to get more beds. So Governor Brown, in her press conference with Oregon Health and Science University yesterday, talked about how hospitals are starting to put off elective procedures. Like if somebody is scheduled to have surgery, but maybe it's not critical, going to wait on that. They're looking for sort of regional plans to coordinate the different healthcare resources around the state and just trying to find more hospital beds, basically.
You have a bit of a sound here that we can play. Can you set it up for us?
Yeah, this is Dr. Chun-Wei Chi, who's a professor at Oregon State University and the director of OSU's Center for Global Health. And he basically said that the worst thing that could happen right now is if there was an infection that spread inside a hospital. If somebody who had COVID-19 went into the hospital, maybe they weren't symptomatic, and they started infecting the hospital staff. And then those physicians and nurses had to be then quarantined themselves. So he basically says the important thing that we need to do right now is create systems to triage people.
The utmost priority for hospital now is how to protect the physician, nurses, workers, as well as the facility. And that means they have to scale up their protection.
And so what Dr. Chi is talking about there is these sort of triage systems, which might be a tent outside of a hospital, so that you can do the screening of who does have coronavirus and who does not outside the hospital, so that you don't wind up in a situation where people who work at a hospital end up getting the illness, and then they themselves have to be quarantined, and then that reduces the amount of hospital capacity that we have overall.
Is anybody discussing worst-case scenarios? I mean, we've heard the reports from Italy, for example, of medical professionals having to do triage to the point of they're saying to some people, you're too old, you're too far gone, we can't do anything for you, so we're going to work on the people that we think we can save.
I mean, I don't think anybody here wants to talk about that right now. I haven't heard those specific things. The stories that are coming out of Italy are really tragic right now, where the healthcare system is overwhelmed. But I will say the top public health official in the state of Oregon, he gave this really staggering number the other day at their press conference, where they say they actually think there's probably more like 150 to 250 people in Oregon that have COVID-19 right now. And if we don't act quickly, that number could increase to 75,000 cases by mid-May.
Just in Oregon.
Just in Oregon. So that really is the reason why they're taking some of these, what might seem like pretty dramatic steps right now, you know, having restaurants only give takeout food, limiting group gatherings to 25 people down in the Bay Area in California, having people shelter in place. They're really trying to head this off now because, like I said before, if these cases are doubling every 6.2 days, the number of COVID-19 cases, it's just going to get worse if we don't act quickly.
You know, it often comes back to me likening any slow motion disasters like this one to the ones we know really well, like fires. And essentially what we're talking about with social separation, social distancing, is denying this epidemic fuel, us.
Right, exactly. Yeah, trying to kind of take the oxygen out of the fire, I guess, if you will. I mean, and that does kind of bring me to the silver lining to this, is that a lot of the ways that we can prevent this are pretty basic. And maybe that's why not everybody's taking them seriously, but, you know, things like staying home, washing your hands, not socializing, basically just preventing the virus from having the ability to spread and increase.
Okay. Well, we'll certainly keep an eye on that. And Eric, I always appreciate the amount of time and attention you've spent on medical and health issues that really can be brought to bear at this moment in history. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.